With the New York Attorney General reportedly poised to file charges against the Menominee Falls-based head of Strong Capital Management for alleged improper trading, Wisconsin investors are nervous. Some came to the College Savings Program board meeting to get the latest news on what the state is doing to protect investments in EdVest. One of them was Bill Van Leeshout of Madison, who says he put a lot of money into his 2-year-old son's EdVest account.
Shortly after I took him home, I invested thousands of dollars in 529. All I'm asking, short and simple, do for him what I'm trying to do for him.
Representatives from Strong Funds also spoke to board members, assuring them the company is doing all the right things, beginning with the resignation of Richard Strong from the chair of his company's mutual fund board of directors. They also say the company has hired 2 former Securities and Exchange Commission members to look at procedures and policies at the firm. David Broughton from Strong Funds was in the hot seat before the board.
You know, we believe our actions that we've taken show our commitment to serving our clients in the best possible way possible. And we're confident that as we move forward, we'll continue to serve the residents in the state of Wisconsin.
The College Savings Board is also now getting help from a private lawyer to unravel multiple ongoing investigations against Strong. Chair of the board, Senator Alberta Darling, says the board, too, is doing all it can to protect EdVest investors. But she says she still believes Strong was a good choice for managing Wisconsin's college plan.
I'm very proud of Strong in many ways. What is being alleged needs to be proven, and consequences are absolutely necessary, but the performance is outstanding in many other respects. And Dick Strong has said that he will hold the investors harmless, and we have said that. So we're going to stick with our word.
The lawyer hired by the state to serve the board says his job will be to protect Wisconsin investors and recommend any potential remedial measures. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.